弟兄姊妹大家好，你听得见我的声音吗？
Greetings brothers and sisters, can you hear me?
感谢主给我们安排这样的这一次的聚会。
We thank the Lord for arranging this meeting for us.
等一下啊，本来呢我是想过来看看弟兄姊妹。
Originally, I would love to come to visit with brothers and sisters.
但是因为这个疫情啊还没有过去。
But because the pandemic is still around.
其实我机票都订好的。
Actually, I have already reserved my tickets.
结果呢临时把它取消了。
And then have to cancel it.
所以很抱歉只能在这个网上跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
So forgive me, I can only have fellowship with you online.
那弟兄姊妹已经知道这一次呢我的负担呢是和你们交通这个爱惜光阴。
Brothers and sisters, you already know that this time my burden is to fellowship with you to value or to redeem the time.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know that the coming of the Lord is imminent.
在我个人的感觉里面,
And in my own personal sense,
好像我们整个时代都已经来到了这个天国的大门口。
And it seems to be like the whole generation has come before the gate of the kingdom.
好像差几步路你可以进天国。
And only a few more steps.We could have entered into the kingdom.
所以这个时间对我们来讲是非常的紧迫。
And so time is very critical.
所以这个呢是我里面一个负担。
So this is my burden.
想和弟兄姊妹彼此的提醒和劝勉。
And I want to encourage brothers and sisters and also to admonish brothers and sisters.
那么在这么短的时间里面
In such a short period of time,
什么事情是我们最应该做的?
What are the things that are most essential?
什么错误是我们应当避免的?
What are the mistakes or wrongdoings that we should avoid?
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is of vital importance.
但愿我们从主的话语里面能够得着主的这个提醒。
We want to get the warnings of the Lord from His Word.
我们在最短的时间里面
And within the shortest period of time,
能够在神的眼中做对的事情
And we want to do the things that are right in the eyes of our Lord.
好像我们能预备好和千千万万的圣徒一同进天国
So that together with thousands and thousands of saints, we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那么所以这一次呢，我们一共有四堂聚会。
So this time we have four sessions.
那么我愿意和弟兄姊妹们交通关于时间的这个紧要。
And I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters the importance of time.
我们也用圣经中啊先祖时代的一些人物啊，他们的经历来警戒我们。
And we want to use the experience of the patriarchs to admonish our brothers and sisters.
所以今天这个第一堂呢，我跟弟兄姊妹要交通这个时间的意义。
So in this first session, I want to fellowship on the meaning of time.
那么请弟兄姊妹呢，现在和我一同来读一些的主的话。
So I want brothers and sisters to read the word of God with me.
我们先看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis 1.
创世纪第一章第三节到第五节。
From verses 3 to 5.
神说要有光就有了光，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
然后我们看14节和15节。
And let's look at verses 14 and 15.
神说天上又有光体可以分昼夜做记号定节令日子年岁并要发光在天空普照在地上事就这样成了。
Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs and seasons for days and years. Let them be lights in the firmament of heavens to give light on earth, and it was so.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看传道书第三章。
Then let's turn to Ecclesiastes 3.
我们先读第一节和第二节。
And we'll read verses 1 and 2.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted.
然后我们看第九节到十一节。
And then from verses 9 to 11.
这样看来做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里，然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
在十一节里面看英文很清楚啊，这里中文有个刮胡说将永生是将永远放在人的里面。
So, English is pretty clear. It says, he has put eternity in their hearts.
那么最后呢，我们读以弗所书第五章。
And lastly, we will read Ephesians chapter 5,
第十六十七节
verses 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise.But understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们从神的话语里面很清楚看见。
From the word of God, we can see very clearly.
我们的神是永远。
Our God is eternal.
他也住在永远的里面。
And he is in eternity.
时间呢，是他从永远里面的一个创造。
And time is something that he created in the midst of eternity.
我们知道永远是不能创造。
We know that eternity cannot be created.
今天在世人中也讲永远。
Even amongst unbelievers today, they talk about eternity.
我们知道世人所说的永远只不过是一个幻想。
What worldly people talk when they talk about eternity, it is just imagination.
或者呢，是心中这个向往。
Or it is a wish in their heart.
或者呢， 只不过是一个形容而已。
Or it is a description only.
在这个世界中是没有永远的。
Because in this world, there's no eternity.
只有神可以创造出时间来。
It is only God who can create time.
在创世纪第一章很清楚告诉我们这个时间的来源。
It is very clear from Genesis chapter 1 how time come about.
神把光暗分开了。
The Lord separated light from darkness.
所以就有夜晚，有白天。
And that's how there's day, or there's night and day.
神为什么这样分呢？
Now, why did God separate it this way?
因为这样分，我们才能分出来，哦，这是一天。
Because to, when he did this type of separation, then we know there's one day.
啊，我有一次在飞机上碰见一个母亲带着个孩子。
One time in the airplane, I encountered a mother and a child.
他告诉我们呢，他说他们是从这个阿拉斯加最北边那边过来的。
She said that she came from the northernmost part.Of Alaska.
他说我们那边呢，半天是白天，半天是黑暗，黑夜。
She said that half of our day, is daytime, and half of the day is nighttime.
所以对他们来讲，你要一天一天就很难讲，对吧？他只好靠手表，靠月历。
And so it's quite hard for.them to figure out a day. They just depend on their watch to tell time.
圣经说有晚上有早晨，这是一日之日，非常重要啊。
Bible said that there's night and day, and that makes one day.
所以我们才有所谓今天我们的日子啊，我们有的日子这个说法。
And that's how we count our day.
然后呢，他就讲靠着这个星球的运转呢、啊。
And then, according to the revolution of the stars,
啊，我们可以说有一天，有一个月，有一年。
Then we have a day, a month, and a year.
所以创世纪啊，从一开头的时候呢，就告诉我们时间的来源。
And so, from Genesis, from the very beginning, it tells us the beginning of time and how it comes about.
圣经就告诉我们谁啊？创造时间。
And so it tells us that God created time.
那我们可以看见啊，在圣经里面给我们看这个时间呢，有一些的特性，我们需要明白。
And from the Bible we can see the special characteristics of time.
我们知道时间呢，是神的一个动态的创造啊。
And we see that time is creation of God that is moving.
啊，因为你知道这个时间是一直在转动的。
Because the time keeps going.
啊，那么，所以呢，今天对我们来讲，要控制时间很困难。
And that's why today for us to have a control of time is very difficult.
我想大家有一点科学常识就知道，当你说现在的时候，它已经变过去，对吧？
I'm sure you have, if you have some scientific knowledge, you know that when you just say now, it's already past.
神创神奇妙，这个是在一个动态当中的。
And so the creation is so amazing because this is in the midst of movement.
并且我们知道这个时间呢，是不停地往前的。
And we know that time keeps going forward.
并且时间不能逆转的。
And then you cannot reverse time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些都是神当初创造时间所已经把这些特性放在那里。
And so God has already put this characteristic into time when he first created it.
那么这个呢，对我们是非常重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder to us.
我不晓得你的感觉如何啊。
I'm not sure how you feel.
在我的生活里我觉得最难控制就是时间。
But in my own life, I feel that the hardest thing to get hold of is time.
但是时间 对神对我们来讲都非常的重要。
But to God and also to us, time is very important.
我们要问说神为什么要创造时间呢？
We can ask, why does God want to create time?
那个原因和目的是什么呢？
What is the reason and what is the purpose?
那我们从圣经中可以告诉弟兄姊妹有两件重要的事情是神创造时间的原因。
I can tell brothers and sisters that there are two important things, the purpose of God in creating time.
啊，那么神创造时间啊，第一个重要的原因。
The first reason for creating time.
他要在时间中得着人。
In time, he wants to gain people.
不是光得着一个人。
And it's not just to get one person.
要得着一群的人
is to get a group of people.
然后我们知道呢，神要得着这一群人
and God wants to gain this group of people.
神要把我们这个被他所得着的人呢，还要把我们改变呢，成为他儿子的形象。
And this group of people that he had gained for himself, he wants to transform so that they would be like his son.
也就是说神所要的那个人是什么样的人呢？
And so that one that God wants, what kind of a person is that?
就是他的儿子道成肉身来到地上成为人的那个人。
It is like when God became flesh.His son come to this world. That is the kind of person that God wants.
所以我们才知道在这个宇宙中有救恩的一个故事，对吧？
And that's why there is the story of salvation in the universe.
那么神在这个时间中有荣耀的计划。
And God has a glorious purpose.
所以世世代代曾经有这样的话，对吧？
And that's why we have something called generation through generation.
神就从不同的世代中得到不同的人。
And God gained people from different generations.
但是都要把它变成像主耶稣基督那样的人。
But all of them are to be transformed to be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当他在我们个人身上做这个工之后呢，目的还没有完成。
And after he has done this work in us, the work is not yet done.
他要把我们这些人呢，把它汇集起来，成为基督的身体。
He wants to put us all together to become the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神创造时间呢，最重要的一个目的。
This is one of the greatest purpose why God created time.
那么呢？第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
那么神要创造时间做什么呢？
Why did God create time?
就神在时间中啊，要把宇宙中间的那个邪恶的东西把它除掉。
In time, God wants to take all the evil and cast it out.
我们不晓得哈，在宇宙中啊，这个恶是从哪里来的。
We do not know where that evil came from.
圣经没有明说。
The Bible is not very clear on that.
我们所能知道的就是有一天神所创造的天使长跟这个恶结合之后的变成魔鬼。
We know that one day this archangel that God created came together with evil and that's how it came about.
所以呢神在这里就要把这个邪恶的魔鬼和他所有一切的权势在时间中把它消除。
And so God wants to cast away Satan, the evil, and his dominion.
我给弟兄姊妹读两处圣经啊。
I want brothers and sisters to read two places.In the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹看启示录第十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们读第十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
那我们读后面一半就好了，为时间的缘故读后面一半。
We'll read the last half.
因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath.
所以你看见魔鬼知道他有时候的。
The devil knows that he has a short time.
神把魔鬼和这个邪恶的势力整个的作为呢，都把它限制在时间的里面。
So God limits the devil and his evil work is limited only in time.
我们再看二十章。
Then let's turn to Revelation 20.
二十章第十节。
Verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
然后第十四节。
Verse 14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
所以你看见在启示录，这是人类最末了的一个情况的里面哈。
So you see in Revelation the what will happen at the very end.
神要把这个宇宙中间的那个邪恶的性质啊，要把它全部除掉。
God would cast out, take away totally evil and all related things to it.
就是这是神创造时间的第二件重要的事情。
This is the second important reason that God, why God created time.
今天对我们来讲，时间中还太多事情了，对吧？
For us, when we think of time, oh, there's just still up so many things.
但是对神来讲，这就是这两件最重要的事情。
But for God, these are the two important things.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹记得啊。
So brothers and sisters, remember this.
神在时间中要做两件重要的事情。
God wants to accomplish two important things in time.
第一个就是得着人。
One is to gain people.
第二个就除去这个邪恶的性质。
The second is to cast away, to remove everything that is evil.
那么时间对人来讲最大的意义是什么呢？
Now, for people, what is the most important meaning of time to us?
其实呢，主的话很简单。
Actually, in God's word, it is very simple.
神对于人啊，神所要求我们做的也是两件事情。
What God requires of us is also involves only two things.
这两件什么事情呢？
And what are these two things?
就是主耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节里面的话。
And that is what our Lord Jesus said in John 10:10.
主说我来了是要叫人得生命并且得的更丰盛。
He said that I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
其实这是神造人的时候啊，神给人所定规的目的。
Actually, this is God's purpose when he first created man.
就是要我们得的生命，然后呢叫做丰盛的生命。
What he wants us to have is to have life and to have it more abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？在传道书第三章里面啊。
Brothers and sisters, you know that in Ecclesiastes 3,
传道书三章十一节非常的宝贵。
Ecclesiastes 3:11 is very precious.
在神所有的创造里面。
In all God's creation,
只有人有这个福分，有这个资格可以得到神的永远。
Only man has that privilege to attain eternity.
所以神造人呢、啊，弟兄姊妹们，神有个心意是把永远放在人的里面。
So when God created man, He wants to put eternity in man.
在整个造物的里面。
In all God's creation.
只有人有这个资格。
Only man has this capacity.
所以这是我们成为人的最大的意义。
And this is the most meaningful thing to be a human.
所以一个人呢，如果没有相信耶稣基督得到这个永生呢，你根本就没有得到你做人的意义。
So unless you believe in Jesus Christ and have this eternal life, you will never attain the full meaning of being a human being.
所以我们今天蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都要感谢神呐。
And so for us who have been saved, we have to be so grateful to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你已经得到永远。
Because brothers and sisters, you have already they've gotten eternity in you.
我们知道有一天整个万有都消失了。
We know that one day everything will pass away.
只有我们这些拥有永远的人可以与神在一起。
And only us who have eternity in us can be with our God.
所以你知道在初期教会中啊，圣徒们明白这件事情了，他们都说这是神的大怜悯啊。
And so in the early church, when they realized this, they understood this, they said that this is such a great mercy of God.
你看我们那个信主的时候啊，哎呀，还不太愿意呢，还勉勉强强的，还别别扭扭的，但你不晓得你蒙多大的恩典呢。
And yet, you know, many of us, when we first believe, we're so hesitant. We don't want to get saved.But you didn't realize you get such great grace.
所以在你一生短暂的时间里面，你就得着了神所要你得着的了，你知道吗？这多么宝贵啊。
And you know that in your short life, you have already gained what God wanted to give you, and this is so precious.
但是我们知道神的心意不仅停在这里啊。
And yet we know that God's heart and God's purpose does not stop here.
另外呢，神希望我们呢，在时间中间呢，能够得到丰盛的生命。
God wants us to, in the span of time that we're in, that we can gain abundant life.
弟兄姊妹们，你得到任何其他东西都是空的。
Brothers and sisters, whatever you achieve and what you get, it's actually in vain.
你只有得到丰盛的生命。
Only when you gain abundant life.
你的日子才真正的有意义的。
Then your days would be really meaningful.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，神造人，看神的目的很清楚。
So the reason why God created human being is very clear.
在天下的万民当中
，under for all people under this heaven and earth.
本来这些人都是有资格，但他们呢拒绝了，所以你我这些信了主的人，神把永远放在我们的里面。
Originally everybody can have it, but now it's only us who accepted the Lord that God puts eternity in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是作为人最大的意义。
This is the greatest meaning of being a man.
哎呀，我常常有时候感觉哈，我们基督徒呢，很多时候对这个认识不够。
I always feel that it seems like for us Christian, our knowledge of this is so limited.
所以我们的感恩的心也很弱。
And so we have a very weak heart of gratitude towards our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神创造时间
，God created time，
时间对神来讲很重要，对你我来讲也是非常的重要。
time is so important for our Lord, and it is also so important for us.
所以我们要知道到底神叫我们做人呢、啊？我们最重要的追求是什么
？And so we have to know what is our greatest pursuit as human beings.
所以我们看见在教会历史中
，We know in church history，
很多弟兄姊妹的眼睛都开
，Many brothers and sisters their eyes were opened。
他们竭力的追求就是。生命能够达到丰富
And they put all their pursuits so that they can attain abundant life.
他们知道这是最重要的，其他的东西也可有可无啊。
They know that this is the most important. Other things are not that important. You can have them or you don't need to have them.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看我们现在的情况是怎样呢
？But brothers and sisters, look at ourselves. What's our condition today?
我们地上的东西啊，失落了，哎呀，我们难过的不得了，对不对
？When we lost some things, we are so sad.
而属灵的事情呢，失落了，他无所谓。
But when we lose out on spiritual things, it's the same. Nothing happened. It's okay.
我们可以说，你失去了一个做人的真实的意义。
Actually, you have lost.The meaning of being a human being.
所以难怪在历史上有很多弟兄姊妹很像保罗一样。
And that's why in history we see a lot of brothers and sisters like Paul.
他们对地上的损失啊，根本不在意。
They don't care about the gain or losses in this world.
若能得到天，得到永远就够了。
If they can gain eternity, that's enough.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天我们还活在时间中。
Today we are still living in time。
我们要能明白神造我们成为一个人的那个真正的目的在哪里。
We need to know what is the real purpose of God creating us as human beings。
啊，所以我们先要把这个目标把它弄清楚啊。
We need to set this purpose.Right, first.
当然我们活在时间当中、啊、
It's true that we're still living in the midst of time.
时间对我们的影响很大。
And time has a great effect on us.、
啊、那么 我现在举出四个点、啊、
I'll point out four things.、
啊、弟兄姊妹，这个 要知道在时间中间呢，这个对我们所产生的影响。
We want to see the effect of time on us.
啊，这四个点，第一个点就是限制。
There are four points. The first one is limitation.
第二个点是机会。
The second one is opportunity.
第三个点就是考验。
The third one is test.
第四个点就是记录。
And the fourth one is record.
很好记啊。
Very easy to remember.
啊，这四件事情啊，至少这四件事情在时间中对我们来讲有重大的影响。
So these four things have great influence on us.
那么第一个点，我们先交通关于限制这件事情。
So the first thing is limitation.
我们知道。神创造整个万有。
We know that God created the whole universe.
神在把整个万有都放在时间的里面。
And he put this whole thing in time.
无论是有生命没有生命的都有时间的限制。
Whether things have, if there's life or things that are without life, they're all limited by time.
我们就知道我们的一生也是有时限的，有时间的限制的。
We know even our own life, we talk about having a lifetime, so there's a limit.
所以凡是在时间中的都是有限。
So anything that exists in time has its limit.
并且都是短暂的。
And it's all very short and temporary.
你可以想想看啊。
Let's think about it.
在你的尝试，在你的知道里面，又是这个世界中有什么东西是永远的？
In your own knowledge and awareness, is there anything in this world that is eternal?
每一样事物都是受到限制的，对不对？
Everything is within the limit of time.
那么有时间就有开始，就有终结。
When we talk about time, then we talk about a beginning and an end.
所以创世纪第一章就讲到起初就是时间开始。
And that's why in Genesis chapter 1, it talks about in the beginning. That's the beginning of time.
到圣经的末了那里就讲到这个结局。
And then at the end of the Bible, it talks about the end.
所以呢，一切事物，凡是在时间中间的，都是有限的，都是短暂的。
We know that everything, as long as it is in time, has limitation and they're temporal.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们的一生也是有限，对吧？
Our lifetime is also limited.
但是你我何等的福气啊，在这个有限的时间里面，我们得到了主的救恩。
But we are so blessed that within this limited time, we were able to gain the salvation of our Lord.
你知道这是多么有福的一件事情啊。
You know, this is so blessed.
我们看见今天世上的人，一批一批的过去，对不对
？We see today people in the world，
在他们有限的时间里面，他们没有能得到神的祝福。
In their limited lifespan, they did not gain the blessing of God。
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，今天在地上，老实讲，这个人的活得长短呢、并不太重要。
So today, whether you have a long life or a short life, that's not the big issue.
你能不能得着主所要你得着的，这个才是重要的。
What is important is, are you able to gain what God wants to give you?
所以呢，时间是一个限制。
So time is a limitation.
但是我们感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
神创造时间
God created time.
神也在时间中间做了完美的计划
And God has a very beautiful purpose in time.
所以你会看见圣经中有这样的话说
And that's why you will find this in the Bible, it says.
当一件事情发生的时候
When something happened,
圣经常常说应验神的话。
It always says that it fulfills the word of God.
或者有的时候说呢，日子满足的时候。
Or sometimes it would say in the fullness of time.
你看主耶稣降生的时候，他就说，当日子满足的时候，神的儿子就道成肉身来到地上。
And that's why we always read like in the fullness of time, Christ came into the world.
这说明什么呢？
What does it say?
说明了神把一切都放在他的计划里面。
That God put everything in his plan.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
当神做计划的时候
When God made this plan,
神把你我都放在其中了。
He put you and me in his plan.
你现在不知道，有天你会知道。
Today, you don't fully realize, but one day you will.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
所以我们要圣经呢一再提醒我们要注意一个人一生的结局
And that's why the Bible kept telling us that we have to pay attention. What is the end of man?
因为神的计划是时间一到就一切都结束了
Because once the time is up,Everything ends.
我们刚刚讲到神创造时间第一件重要事情他要得到人。
We already said that the reason God created time, the first thing is because he wants to gain people.
什么时候这个时间会宇宙的时间会结束呢？
When will time end?
圣经有这样的话说哈，当得救的人数满足的时候。
What God said is when the number being saved is full or completed.
就是神在他的创造中间，他所要得救的人数全部得救的时候。
When God has gained the complete number of people that he wants to have,
所以时间就结束。
then that's the time that the time will end.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
所以呢我们传福音也很重要、啊、
and that's why it's important for us to share the gospel.
一方面是抢救灵魂脱离永远灭亡。
One thing is to take souls out of eternal damnation.
另外一面呢，也是帮助那个人数快快达到满足。
The other is to help so that that number can be completed quickly.
这样就时间就结束，主就回来了。
Then we will come to the end of time and our Lord can come back.
刚才我们读到这个启示录第十二章啊。
A while ago, we read Revelation chapter 12.
那是圣经中一个重要的启示。
That is a very important revelation in the Bible.
因为魔鬼在天上呢，跟天使长征战，他失败。
Because the devil is fighting against the angel and then he was defeated.
空间没有他的地位。
And so there's no place for him in the air.
因为这也是主回来的时候一件非常重要的事。
That's also another very important thing when the Lord comes back.
他要把那个空中执政掌权者的权势把它清空了，整个清空。
He wants to clear out all the principalities and powers in the air.
为着主的再来预备道路。
To prepare the way for the coming back of our Lord.
所以连魔鬼都知道他的时间不多了。
And that's why even the devil knows that his time is short.
所以他就气愤愤地来到地上。
And that's why he came with great wrath down to the earth.
所以圣经中预言讲到主再来之前地上有三年半的大灾难。
And that's why the prophecy says that there will be 3.5 years of great tribulation.
我都感觉哈，我们已经开始差不多快要进入这个大灾难时期。
In my own sense, I feel that we're so close to getting into that great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
仇敌知道他的时间不多。
The devil knows that he does not have much time left.
对，当他把一切的权势都带到地上，我们在地上就开始一个大的混乱开始产生。
So when he bring all his power down to the earth, there is big chaos down here.
你看见今天我们生活的这个世界，天天都有坏消息。
Look at the world we live in today. Every day we get bad news.
所以我们需要被警惕。
And that's why we have to be warned.
当然弟兄姊妹，对我们人来讲更是这样啊。
Even more for us.It's like so.
时间一到，我们的一生就结束。
When the time is up, our life ends.
所以圣经讲，人人都有一死，这个就是时间会结束。
The Bible says that every one of us has one death.
对，对我们今天来讲，时间就是我们的生命啊。
And for us, time is life for us.
所以在旧约圣经里面呢，那么做事的人才告诉我们。要学会数算自己在地上的年日。
And that's why the psalmist tells us that we need to know how to number our days.
愿主给我们恩典，给我们智慧，叫我们知道如何数算自己的年日。
May the Lord give us grace so that we know how to number our days.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个时间对我们的影响，第一个影响就是 它是有限的。
So the first effect of time on us is that it is a limitation.
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
第二件事情呢？
The second thing.
就讲到时间就是我们的一个机会。
Time is our opportunity.
这在以弗所书第五章里面告诉我们，时间就是机会。
In Ephesians 5, it tells us that time is opportunity.
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
那么也许有很多弟兄姊妹常常问呢，我们怎么样能把时间运用的最有效？怎么能抓住时间呢？
And brothers and sisters ask,You know, what is the best way, the most efficient way to use time?
我年轻的时候啊，我也做过这样的事情啊。那么呢，为自己的一整天呢做计划。
And when I was younger, I also do this, where I try to plan my whole day.
我们以前有一个年长弟兄啊，就最喜欢叫年轻弟兄姊妹做计划。
And there was an elder brother who wants younger brothers to make a plan for the day.
他说你要抓住时间。
He said you have to grab on to time.
不要浪费光阴。
Don't waste your time.
早晨早点起来。
You wake up early in the morning.
早晨守晨更。
And then you have your morning quiet time.
但是你要做计划。
But you need to make a plan.
那计划什么呢？早晨起来祷告15分钟。
When you get up, pray for 15 minutes.
读圣经15分钟。
Read the Bible for 15 minutes.
还有做什么做好多少、哦、我那个时候做计划一整天都做。
And then so on and so forth. And so at that time, I did make such a plan.
那真的很像保罗所说的一样。
It's very much like what Paul said.
立志为善由得你，实行出来由不得你。
It's like I want to do my best, but I end up not doing it.
哎呀。所以做了计划到晚上看根本没做到。
So at the beginning of the day I have this plan, but at the end of the day at night I know I haven't realized it.
啊，明天再补课吧。
And then so I'll probably make up tomorrow.
第二天又做不到。
Then again, the second day, I didn't make it.
几个礼拜过去之后啊。
After a few weeks.
再欠太多了。
I'm so backward already.
我根本就放弃了。
And so I just give up.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们就常常在主面前懊悔，说主啊，就像我们刚刚唱这首诗歌一样。
And so we just go before the Lord and regret. Oh Lord, I regret. Just like the song that we sang.
我们整天为着自己的这个时间呢，在主面前懊悔不已。
And so we always regret before the Lord because we don't use our time.
我们不知道如何来握住这个时间。
We do not know how to take hold and use our time efficiently.
因为我们不够明白神的话。
Because we do not understand the word of our Lord in us.
现在请弟兄姊妹记得一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, please remember this one thing.
你能抓住神给你的机会。就是抓住时间。
When you grab on to the opportunity given to you by the Lord, then you grab on to time.
不是你啊，用手表用这个月历来算时间。
It's not using your watch or your calendar to number your days.
圣经告诉我们，你抓住时间就是抓住机会。
When you take hold of time,
抓住机会就抓住时间。
When you take hold and grab on to an opportunity, then you take hold of time.
我们感谢我们的神。
We really thank our Lord.
他实在是何等的爱我们。
He really loves us so much.
他在我们的一生里面呢，制造了太多太多的机会。
In our whole life, God has created so many opportunities.
如果你能抓住神给你的机会，
If you can grab on to the opportunity given to you by God,
你的一生就没有枉费。
Then you will not lose out in your whole lifetime.
在圣经里面啊，这样的例子多得不得了。
There's so many examples in the Bible.
那么我想我们举一个简单的例子说明一下啊。
We will use a simple example to show this.
当你们读福音书的时候，
When you read the gospel,
你们知道那个玛利亚的故事吗？
You know the story of Mary?
那么他到了一个法利赛人家，主耶稣到一个法利赛人家去吃饭。
Oh, the Lord went to the house of a Pharisee to have a meal.
这个玛利亚呢，就在那里把玉瓶打破，把香膏抹在主的身上。
And so Mary broke the jar and then put on all the nard on the Lord.
那门徒们说你太枉费了，这么一瓶的香膏值很多很多钱的，30两银怎么的，是吧？
And the disciples said, oh, such a waste, you know, this costs like 30 pieces of silver. How can you do that?
为什么你不把它拿去周济穷人多好呢？
Why can't you just use the money to help the poor?
结果主说什么呢？
But what did the Lord say?
主说由他吧。
The Lord said, well, let her be.
因为这是为着我安葬用的。
Because she has done this for my burial.
因为那个时候没有一个人知道主马上要上十字架了。
Because at that time, nobody knows that the Lord is going to be crucified.
而玛利亚却抓住这么好的一个机会。
And yet Mary, she grabbed on to such a good opportunity.
我过去啊，每次读到这个故事，我里面都非常受感动。
Whenever I read this story, I'm deeply touched.
哎呀，我说这个玛利亚，她怎么能够会抓住这么好的一个机会呢？
I said, how can Mary know and grab on to this such a good opportunity?
因为我们知道那一瓶的香膏对于当时的以色列人的妇女来讲是非常重要的。
Because that jar of nard for a woman at that time is so important.
这个香膏是很贵的。
This nard is so expensive.
他们有的父母呢为着这个女孩子啊，那么将来结婚用，就从小呢给她预备一个瓶子装香膏。
Some parents, in order to prepare the daughter for marriage, when they were still very young, they would prepare this jar and to deposit those nard for the daughter.
那么有钱的时候就买一点香膏就开始存在里面。
Whenever they have extra money, they would buy the nard and put it in that jar.
到他结婚的那一天，要把那香膏拿去抹这个新娘。
And on the wedding day, the bride she would anoint herself with that nard.
对这个新娘就香的不得了。
And so the bride would smell so good.
啊，这个做新娘的就觉得很荣耀啊。
And that seems to be her glory as a bride.
所以这是他们一生中最重要的一件东西。
And so you can imagine that's the most important thing for in their life.
但是那一天，这个玛利亚居然把整瓶的香膏都倒在主的身上。
And yet that day, what Mary did is she broke that whole jar and poured it on our Lord.
哎呀，在门徒看来这是枉费。
And so for the disciples,It's such a waste.
但是弟兄姊妹，你想想看啊。
But brothers and sisters, just think about this.
如果玛利亚没有把这瓶香膏用在主身上，
If Mary did not use this jar of ointment on our Lord,
那也只不过结婚的时候香了一下而已，就没了，对不对？
All its use is just that she will smell really good during her wedding day.
但是她坐在主的身上。
But the fact that she did it on our Lord.
就说将来你们无论到哪里传福音都要讲述这个故事的。
Whenever and wherever the gospel is preached, this story.
这是一件美事啊。
Because this is such a beautiful thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的一生呢，有很多机会你可以为之主。
In our whole lifetime, there are many opportunities that you can do for the Lord.
但是很多时候我们都不太注意这些机会，对吧？
And yet we do not pay attention to this opportunity.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
你如果抓住机会就抓住时间。
If you grab on to this opportunity, then you have taken hold of time.
所以无论从旧约到新约,
so whether it's from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
你看那些爱神跟随神的人,
those who love the Lord and follow the Lord,
他们一生中间都是因为能抓住这个机会,
and it's because they can grab on to such opportunities,
结果圣经就把他们一生中间那个最重要的那个时候的一些事迹记载下来。
And so the Bible would take those important events and put them down in the Bible.
就是他们那些的时间在神面前是算得住的。
And so those time are counted in the eyes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important.
你看，我们再举个例子啊，说明的。
Let's give another example.
以斯帖记四章十四节。
In Esther 4:14.
那个时候呢，犹太人碰见一个，当然这故事很长，我不讲了。就他碰见一个非常危机的时候。
At this time, she encountered a very critical moment in history.
因为那个恶人乃曼，他要害这个犹太人。
Because the enemy wants to harm the Jew.
所以呢，那个时候很紧急。
And so it was so critical at that time.
就是莫迪改呢，就跑去找以斯帖。
And so Mordecai went to look for Esther.
他说：“你一定要进到王的跟前去啊。”
He said, you definitely have to go see the king.
大家都知道古时候呢，皇帝如果没有招这个的话呢，皇后也不能到皇帝面前。
We know in the past, if the king did not send for you, even if you're the queen, you cannot just go by yourself to see the king.
所以以斯帖呢，内心的挣扎很厉害。
And so there was such a struggle inside of Esther.
因为王没有征召你跑进去，王可以把你杀掉。
Because if you are not summoned by the king and you just go by yourself, you could be killed.
所以莫迪改就提醒他。
And so Mordecai said to her,
他说你怎么不知道这个你得做这个皇后就是为着这个时候呢？为这个机会呢？
He said that, don't you know that you become queen?For such a time as this?
那我们知道以斯帖是爱以色列人爱神的。
We know that Esther loved God.
好，你们为我禁食三天啊，那么呢，我进去死就死吧。
She said that, okay, I'll fast for 3 days, and if I die, I die.
所以呢，莫迪改要以斯帖抓住这个机会。
So Mordecai wants Esther to grab on to this opportunity.
结果我们看见整个形势大转弯、
And we see such a great turnaround in events.
弟兄姊妹们，在圣经里面的像这样这些故事很多的。
You know, brothers and sisters, stories like this, there's so many like this, stories in the Bible.
所以我们今天要知道，在时间中间，神给的机会是非常的重要。
And so we want to know, we should know that the opportunities given by God are so important to us.
我们一生最有价值的时间就是一个机会加一个机会的累积起来。
The valuable time that will happen in our life are if we collect one opportunity plus another opportunity plus another opportunity.
所以请记得。
So please remember.
抓住神给的机会就是抓住时间。
When you grab God, the God-given opportunity, then you will have taken hold of time.
这以弗所书第五章告诉我们呢。
In Ephesians, the Lord tells us.
这神有大的恩典，我们在地上啊，失去的年日可以赎回的。
The Lord is so gracious that the time that has been lost to us, we can redeem them back.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，神实在是爱我们。
And so the Lord really loves us.
就好像学校里面有时候考试不及格还可以补考可以补考的。
It's like when you take a test in school and sometimes you can have a makeup exam.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
不要失去神给的机会
Do not lose the opportunity given to you by God
但是你圣经中也提醒我们啊
But the Bible also remind us
有的是神给机会有的神不给机会
Sometimes the God gives opportunities but sometimes he will not
所以今天机会临到我们是神的怜悯
So the fact that opportunity comes away, it's because of his mercy.
所以我们抓住神给我们的机会是我们的希望。
So when we grab onto opportunity, this is our hope.
在这个机会里面你可以改正自己的心情。
Because within this opportunity, you have a chance to change things.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
圣经的话很清楚告诉我们
The Bible is very clear、
啊、神在时间中给我们很多的机会
God gives us many opportunities in time
抓住机会才是真正的抓住时间
So when you are able to grab on to these opportunities then you can take hold of time、
啊、第三件事情
The third thing
就是考验
It's testing.
这也是神在时间中间很重要的工作。
This is another important work of time in our life.
圣经中有一个很重要的原则。
There's a very important principle in the Bible.
凡是没有经过考验的东西神都不要。
Anything that has not passed through tests, God does not want.
或者说神不会要。那些没有经过考验的东西
Or God do not want things that have not been tested
因为神要的是 实在的东西
Because what God wants are real things
所以有很多时候比方说我们的真理上我们有点领会了但领会了还不一定就真实的对吧
So for example sometimes we understand certain truths but it does not mean we have the reality
神说好我们把它考验一下看看到底有多少、是真的
And so God said Let's put this to test And see how much of it is real
请弟兄姊妹们注意啊
Brothers and sisters Let us pay attention
在时间当中
In the span of time
每一个考验都是关键的时刻
Each test presents itself as a critical moment
非常重要
Very important
因为我们一生呢中间会有时候会很多事情发生
Because within our lifetime There are many things that will happen
这个事情发生的时候往往都是一个很关键的时候
And when certain things happen Those are our critical moments
我请弟兄姊妹先记住这些原则、啊、
I want brothers and sisters toRemember this principle.
因为明后天呢，我会举很多的例子来和弟兄姊妹们说明。
Because tomorrow and the day after, I will use a lot of examples to explain this.
在这个关键的时候
，In this critical moment,
我们的反应如果是对的，你就蒙福；你的反应是错的，那么就失败了。
If our response is proper response.Then we're blessed. But if our response is wrong, then、there's cost to it.
你知道我们所生活的环境和所遇见的人、碰见的事，很多都是神给我们的考验。
The people we meet, the things that we encounter, our circumstance, all of this could be tests from God.
甚至神有的时候也用仇敌来考验人。
In fact, God can use the devil, our enemy, to test us.
这在旧约圣经里面很多这样的例子、啊、
There are so many examples like this in the Bible.
那个当然我们知道用仇敌是更可怕的。
Of course, when you use the enemy, that's pretty scary.
因为魔鬼是无情的，他不讲情面。
Because the enemy is ruthless.
当然了，如果我们有很多的精力没有达到这么严厉的情况中，神通常也不会用这样的情况来考验你。
But when we have not reached that stage, the Lord will not use such a great test on you.
这弟兄姊妹都知道，圣经中有一卷书叫约伯记，对吧？
We know that in the Bible there is a book called Job.
哇，这约伯所受的考验实在是非常可怕。
Because the test that Job went through is really terrible.
很多基督徒读那些书都害怕。
Many Christians, when they read the book of Job, they're scared.
哇，那你知道，这个有一个弟兄讲得很好啊。
But there's a brother who said this in a very great way.
他说你放心啊。
He said, don't worry.
你没达到那样的程度，你还配不上那种的考验。
If you have not reached that state, you know, you're not up to that type of test.
所以我们知道这个考验，就好像我们所讲的试金石，到底你这个里面金子有多少，试一试就知道了。
So testing is to see, well, how much gold do you have?
今天呢，我常常感觉在整个基督教的当中啊
，In the whole of Christianity today，
太多的东西都是镀金的。
A lot of the things they're just gold plated。
那个真金啊不多。
They're not real solid gold。
但是神一定要试一试的。
But of course, God has to test it out。
啊，你骗得了。人你骗不了神的，对不对
？Maybe you can deceive man, but you can never deceive God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这个考验也是在时间中间神的一个重要的功课。
Testing is lesson in time.
我们需要能够经得起考验，是吧
？We should be able to stand test.
所以这一次的特会里面
So in this conference this time
主若许可我后面会讲一些实际的一些例子
If the time allows then God allows then I will talk about practical example
神是给我们有路可以走的
Because God has provided a way for us
你不要凭你自己的想象
Don't use your own thinking or imagination.
你要跟着主的话走。
You need to walk according to God's word.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
你知道我们都是软弱的人。
You know, we are weak people.
靠着我们自己根本经不起考验。
If we depend on ourselves,We cannot stand any test.
但是神有恩典，使我们能经得起考验。
But you know, God is gracious. He can let us stand test.
所以在这个紧迫的时间里面
，And so within this urgent time,
我们真是特别需要主的恩典的。
We need God's grace.
我们能够真正的从主那里领受丰富的恩典。
We can receive full grace from our Lord.
把我们在地上这个短暂的日子把它过得实实在在。
And so we can go through this life well.
所以愿主的恩呢临到我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May the grace of the Lord be upon all our brothers and sisters.
我们今天还活在时间当中。
Today, we're still living in time.
我们还在经历神的工作。
We're still experiencing God's work.
我们要知道怎样依靠我们的神，靠着他所给我们的恩典，能够度过这段日子。
We need to learn how to depend on Him, to depend on His grace, to go through this lifetime.
Okay. 第四个点啊。
The fourth point.
就是记录
It's a record.
这也是圣经中啊，让我们看见在时间中间呢，神一个很重要的工作。
again, this is God show us that this is a very important work of God in time.
那么神在我们一生中所有的这些记录，
all the record of our life，
也可以说就是我们的历史，
is also our history。
所以旧约圣经中有历史，
and that's why in the Bible we have historical book。
个人团体都有，
whether it's individual or a group。
那么在新约时代中也是一样。
And similarly, in the New Testament,
我们看见也是有个人，也是有团体。
There is individual and there's also corporate.
所以我们称它为历史，对吧？
And we call all of this history.
那历史呢，就是过去的人，他们所做的事，他们所说的话，这么一个记录。
So history consists of what people in the past have done and said.
我们的一生呢，也在神的这个记录里面。
And our whole lifetime is also a record in God's hand.
我们要知道我们的神是全知的神。
We need to know that our God is all-knowing.
所有我们发生的一切事，他都可以记住。
Everything that happened in our life, he can have a record of.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这是我们难以想象的一件事。
This is something that's hard for us to imagine.
你读，仔细地读四福音书。
When you read the four gospels carefully,
使徒们的书信，
or the epistles of the apostles,
那里都有这样的话告诉我们，将来呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们要在审判台前受审判的时候啊。
They all tell us that one day before the judgment seat,
连我们所说的每一句话都要供出来的。
Even every word that we have said will be judged.
哎呦，这个真的是看听起来很可怕，对不对？
When we hear this, it's really scary for us.
难怪我知道一些年长的弟兄们他们学这个功课。
And that's why I know some elderly Christian, they've learned this lesson.
平常他们不讲话的。
They do not want to speak much.
我一直感觉啊，我这个功课学不到啊。
I feel that I have not learned this very well.
有人告诉我们说呢，你如果去当中你有机会去看斯百克弟兄。
People tell us that if you have a chance to visit with Brother Sparks.
你到他家去啊。
And if you go to his home.
你如果坐在那不讲话，他也不讲话。
And if you sit there and you didn't say anything, he will not say anything.
可以两个钟头一句话都没有，就这么坐着。
Two hours would have passed and you would both be silent.
后来我知道我们的前面的尼托森弟兄也学了这个功课。
Oh, then later on, I found out that our brother Ni also learned this lesson.
他也是，你不说话，他也不说话。
If you don't say anything, he will not say anything either.
那后来呢，我们知道我们年长的江弟兄也学这个功课了，学到这个功课。
And then our elderly brother Kong has also learned the same lesson.
所以有一阵子呢，我有时候我很怕打电话给他。
So there was a time I don't want to call him.
我拿起电话我说，你好吗？
And so I took the phone and said, hello, how are you?
他说我好。
And he said, I'm good.
下面就没话了。
And then there's no more talking after that.
我拿着电话，我就不知道该怎么办啊。
And I hold on the phone, but I do not know what to do.
所以后来呢，我就每一次要打电话之前，我想了想很多的事情，我问他，他们才回答。
And so every time before I call, I will have thought about it and list a number of questions so I can ask him.
我们知道这不是我们前面弟兄们呢，他们的性格上面有什么特别，不是的。
We're not talking that they have a special temperament.
他们就知道话多绝不是好事情。
Because they know that having a lot of words does not necessarily mean a good thing.
因为你说的每一句话神都记录了。
Because each word that you say, it's being recorded by God.
圣经讲说你说的每一句闲话嬉笑的话都给你记下来了。
And each idle word and laughing word that you said is being recorded by God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
因为我们的神是全知的神，所以他可以全部记录。
And our God is all knowing, so he can put it down, all of it.
所以当然将来到主跟前好的你得奖赏。
So if you have things that are good and recorded, you get a reward.
你坏的就要受审判。
But the bad ones have to be judged.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
可能我们做过的事，我们说过的话，自己都忘记了，对不对？
Maybe we have already forgotten things that we have done or words that we have said.
那神都把你除去在那里。
But the Lord has put them all together. He has recorded them.
所以圣灵有时候会光照我们。
And so sometimes the Holy Spirit will shine His light on us.
让我们把过去犯的错误所讲的错的话把它对付掉。
And so He will let us know that we should deal with words or things that we have done or said.
神有个极大的恩典。
And God has such great grace to us.
神让他的儿子流出宝血。
He let his son shed his blood.
这个血对我们来讲太宝贵。
And this blood is so precious to us.
因为一经主的血洗过，神就忘记，神就不纪念。
Because as long as he's been washed by the blood of Christ, God has forgotten about it.
弟兄姊妹，这个给我们带来何等样的鼓舞啊！
This is such an encouragement to us, brothers and sisters.
所以这些年日，我常常就是在主面前祷告。
So this last few years, when I pray before the Lord,
主啊，求你光照我。
Lord, please let your light shine on me.
我有没有什么隐藏的恶，我不知道忘记的？
Is there anything that's wicked in me that's hidden and that I have forgotten?
我不要把这些带到审判台前。
I do not want to bring these things to the judgment seat.
要悔改，今天悔改。
If I repent, I want to repent today.
不要到那一天悔改。
I do not want to repent on that day.
光照我。
Please shine your light on me.
我要把这些对付掉。
I want to deal with all of this now.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神给的极大的恩典。
This is the great grace that God has given us.
也许你会说哈，像我们这么渺小的人，为什么什么话都记下来呢？
Maybe you will say, we're such a small thing, you know, why would all these words be recorded?
你也不是什么大人物，也不是什么总统，把你的话记下来干嘛呢？
You're not somebody great. You're not the president. What's the use of recording your words?
因为我们的神是公义的神。
But you know our God is righteous.
到最后审判的时候。
And on the judgment seat.
叫你无话可说的。
He wants you to be without words of retaliation.
对将来那些下地狱的人，他们也无话可说。
And those who go to hell, they can't say anything.
连魔鬼最后被丢到火湖里。
Even the devil who is going to be put into the lake of fire,
他也无话可说。
He cannot say anything either.
一切的事都有证据。
Because everything has evidence.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的神。
This is our God.
所以在时间中间所有一切事物神都记录的。
So God has recorded everything that happened in time.
这个对我们基督徒来讲是重要的提醒啊。
This is a very important reminder to us Christians.
所以你看你读旧约圣经的时候。
So when you read the Old Testament.
那么多的许多的人物，他们一生中间有的事情记载，有的事情就不记载了。
There are so many characters, some of the things are recorded and some are not.
那些与基督有关的，与他的儿子有关的，神都记下来。
Everything that is related to Christ, related to the Son of God, is recorded.
这是从正面给我们带来的鼓励。
This is an encouragement from the positive side.
所以希望我们的一生呢，这个正面的，为着主的，为着基督的事情，记录的越多越好。
So that if we have more things that are related to Christ, then they're good, they're going to be recorded.
而我们那些败坏的事物的，希望靠着主的恩典，用主的血能够把它都洗净。
And hopefully all the bad ones, through the blood of Christ to cleanse us, those will all be gone.
所以在圣经啊，最末了的一卷书啊。
And so in the last book in the Bible,
在马拉基里书里面提到一个词叫做纪念册。
Oh, in the last book of the Old Testament in Malachi, it talks about a book of remembrance.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，这是一件很重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
啊，主若许可，最后一天我要跟你们讲纪念册。
If the Lord allows, I will talk about this book of remembrance on the last session.
圣经说那些敬畏主的人他们彼此谈论、
The Lord said that those who fear him and when they talk to each other
如果你读马拉基书第三章十八节呢讲到了
In Malachi 3:18 it says
神面前有纪念册
That there is a book of remembrance
凡我们今生今世在地上
Whatever、we do in this life
我们做的只要与他的儿子有关
As long as it is related to his son
神都把它写在纪念册上
God will put them in the book of remembrance
因为神是何等的爱他的儿子
Because God loves his son so much
我们知道当他把他的儿子摆在十字架上的时候
When God put his son on the cross,
这对神来讲是多么大的一个痛苦呢
To God, it is such a painful thing.
他把他独生的爱子、最爱的儿子放在祭坛上。
To put his only begotten son on that cross.
你知道神的心里面是多么的难过，对吧？
Don't you know how sorrowful it is for God to do that?
那个代价是非常大的。
And that cost is so great.
所以在地上只要有人爱他的儿子神一定要祝福他。
And so on earth, as long as there's somebody who loves his son, the Lord will definitely bless that person.
凡你为着他儿子所做的事情神都把它写在纪念册上。
Everything that you do for his son, he will put it in the book of remembrance.
这个成为我们极其宝贵的属灵的经历。
And all the precious spiritual experience that we have.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
时候已经来到末了。
We are already in the last days.
主回来的这个时候是非常的迫近。
The coming of the Lord is so, so close.
我再说整个时代好像都来到了天国的大门口。
Again, I say the whole generation has come in front of the door of the kingdom.
希望主给所有弟兄姊妹里面都有这样一个警觉的心。
May each of us have this sense of urgency.
让我们在这个不多的日子的里面。
So that in this short time,
我们要做神眼中看为对的事。
We have to do things that are right in the eyes of God.
我们要避开那些不必要的那些事情。
And we have to avoid and get away from things that are not good in His eyes.
免得我们受亏损。
Otherwise, we will be at a loss.
所以你如果会数算自己的年日。
So if you know how to number your days,
圣经告诉我们呢，你不是天天紧紧张张过日子，不是的。
The Lord is telling us, it's not that you're nervous every day.
主说呢，能让你的一生呢欢呼而过。
You need to live your life joyously.
所以在这不多的日子的里面
But in this short amount of time,
愿主开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们真的能够得着神的上好福分。
That we will get his first best.
能和所有过去的、现在都爱主的圣徒们。
That past and the present saints who love the Lord.
一同欢然地进天国。
That all of us will joyfully enter into the kingdom of heaven.
能够在主的笑容中来见主。
And that in his smiling countenance we meet him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
要爱惜光阴。
We need to love and redeem the time.
所以仰望主继续地对我们的心说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to our hearts.
我想这个第一堂聚会我们就停在这里。
Guess we will end our first session here.
请我们低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
我们知道你还没有回来，你不是单言。
Lord, we know that you have not come, but it's not like you delayed.
因为你宽容我们。
It's because you're patient with us.
因为你知道我们预备的还不够。
You know that we have not prepared well yet.
所以你把各样的机会留给我们。
And that's why you're giving us all these opportunities.
主啊，但是我们实在感觉这个时日的紧迫。
But we feel this sense of urgency.
我们又不懂得怎样过住自己的时间。
Yet we do not know how to live our life well.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look to your mercy.
但愿这些日子不仅在我们里面警戒我们。
Not only are we warned within us.
也求你把明确的路摆在我们的眼前。
Amen.
But Lord, please, Show us that way clearly before us.
让我们知道在这样一个时代当中
So that we know that in this generation,
我们如何能做你眼中看为对的事
We will do things that are right in your eyes.
抓住你所给我们的每一个机会跟随你
And we will grab every opportunity to follow you.
也避开那些不必要的损失
And avoid and run away things that areon the losing end for us.
不落在那些错误的情况里面。
And we will not stay in the mistakes.
主，我们知道你是爱我们的。
Lord, we know that you love us.
我们也知道你怜恤我们。
And we know that, you really care for us.
我们愿意把自己交在你的恩手中。
We want to put our hand in, ourselves in your gracious hand.
主啊，求你继续对我们说话。
Lord, please continue to speak to us.
谢谢你完全与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.